This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top Russian diplomat is visiting Beijing for talks a day after an armed military rebellion challenged President Vladimir Putin's forces. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko is in Beijing for a meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang. According to the Chinese Foreign Ministry, they'll be discussing international and regional issues of common concern. While no formal allies, Russia and China are maintaining close ties, with China not condemning the invasion in Ukraine. Rudenko's visit comes a day after the head of a private mercenary army rebelled against President Putin's power. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukrainian artillery gunners fired shells from near Chasiv Yar on Sunday, saying they were supporting their infantry in leading an offensive against Russia. Ihor, a 39-year-old gunner, said, quote, "Each one day we have 3 to 4 missions because our guys are on the offensive. They're trying to get through their defenses." His brother-in-arms, Mikhailo, added Ukraine's infantry is getting through Russian lines but only reaches, quote-unquote, minor successes. Chasiv Yar lies some 10 kilometers west of Bakhmut that Russia captured from Ukraine in May 2023. Greece's conservative New Democracy Party stormed to victory in a parliamentary election on Sunday. Early official results showed, with voters giving reformist Kyriakos Mitsotakis another 4-year term as prime minister, with about a quarter of votes counted. Center-right New Democracy was leading with 40% of the vote, interior ministry figures showed, more than 20 points ahead of the next contender.